The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Radio, Inc., or the program sponsors.
Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Howard Booz. The topics explored on this program can help people be all they can be. Dr. Booz wants to help people see that they aren't just victims of genes and germs, but they have choices, and that their choices make a difference in the quality of life and health. Living Well Live.
Hey, good sunny morning. Welcome to Living Well. I'm Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. And how is your weekend going this sunny morning? Weather's been off and on, but it's getting closer to summer. I'm looking forward to that. I've got a special guest today, and I'm going to be introducing her in just a few minutes. My weekend's been it's been a great weekend. I've been able to enjoy some of the outdoors, and my daughter called me, and Holly, if you're listening, thank you so much for calling. Daughters out there, call your dads every so often and ask them to go to a movie. We went to a movie yesterday and saw the movie Noah at the AMC Theater. By the way, if you haven't been to the AMC Theater over there, awesome theater. It's just like, I've heard things about it, but I thought, well, I know what you mean. The seats go back a little bit. Now, these seats are incredible. They're great recliners, and there's a little cup holder that keeps your drink cold. And when you do go, you need to call ahead of time because there's assigned seating. It's a beautiful place. And for you old folks out there like me, 41st and Yale was South Rhodes Mall. Remember South Rhodes Mall? And the AMC Theater is actually where the clothing store where I used to work was called Manhole. You remember that place? It was just below Rimberg's. I know there's a glaze going over anybody's eyes that are under the age of 50. But it was just below Rimberg's. A few light bulbs going on there. It's Rimberg's clothing store. It was below that. There was this place called Manhole, which sold jeans and shirts like knick-knick silk shirts, stuff like that. And down the hall was, I think, Townsend Tops and Lou Boyle's. But South Rhodes Mall, you remember that? But anyway, I digress. And I occasionally, sorry about that, I occasionally do that. And no, I've never taken LSD. But my mind takes these little memory trips every so often when I'm driving down Tulsa streets. And before I took this memory trip, I was talking about seeing the movie, just released Noah. And Noah was played by Russell Crowe, my lookalike. Not necessarily in temperament, but very controversial movie. And I know if you're listening to KRMG right now, you're probably a radio listener like I am, and you've heard lots of conservative radio talk show people really, really give it a hard time and put it down, saying it just is a humanistic drivel, that it was all just, tree huggers and you shouldn't see it. Well, I didn't see one tree hugger in the whole show, and I'm very conservative-minded. Almost extremely so, and I'm a Christian by faith, and I think you should see it. I thought it was awesome, and I thought it was moving and inspiring. And no, it isn't some deep biblical study. There's going to be plenty of poetic license, or what's it called? It's called artistic license. The term I'm looking for, but artistic license meaning it wasn't a word for word translation of the Bible in any sense of the word, but it contrary to some of those popular conservative radio shows. Who said God wasn't mentioned? God was mentioned the entire time. It was, almost centered totally about the Creator. But it's not for everybody. But it's funny to me. I bet you the people who comment about it are the folks who haven't seen it. They're the folks who never seen it, and they're going to make comments about it, and make judgments about it. And I see that a lot in healthcare. I see that in people who have never gone to a chiropractor ever, have no idea what we do, but they're experts on it. And I've seen plenty of these hollow-minded MDs, and just medical, orthodox medical church that have their beliefs. They don't really necessarily look at the facts and look at the scientific research. They only look at that supports their viewpoint. And that's sad. Really is sad that our media is that way. Everything's like that. And I'm hoping this morning that you're not like that, that you're going to open your head up and listen to some ideas. We, at our practice, maybe just like the movie Noah, it's not for everybody. Our office isn't for everybody because I think when you see a doctor, there should be a good fit. I think when you go see a doctor, there should be a partnership. And that partnership should be, I do my part and the patient does their part. I'm not going to, like sometimes medical orthodox church does, you know, wave a hand over you and hand you these sacraments, these pills that you're going to take that's going to magically fix your body. No, you have to be responsible for your body. It is given to us. It's a we're to be good stewards of it. And just to treat it horribly and then take a drug or two to hopefully magically make it cure is totally unscientific. But yet we have white lab coats that think that that's, you know, what you're supposed to do. In other words, you know, artificially put together your blood pressure and forgetting that, yeah, you might have the numbers right, but you're artificially doing that, which there are other ways to put it back right, to put your body back to its default state. And have with us in the next segment here, Kate McDonald. Kate McDonald is my personal trainer, and she's a great trainer. I've wanted to get her on the program for a long time. And exercise is one way to assuredly lower your blood pressure. But some people say, no, I just don't have the time for that. You know, I want to watch The Bachelor tonight or whatever. And they don't want to get out and move their hind end and get their body working like it was designed to be. You know, we're ideally supposed to sit less than about 3 hours a day. And I know some jobs prevent that. So if you're you have a job that requires you to sit at a desk, you know, look into getting a standing desk. See if you can get a standing desk, or at least get up every 45 minutes and move around. Just keep your joints mobile. But again, we're not for everybody. When a patient comes to see me, I want to make sure we're a good fit. And if I can help somebody, I'll look at their X-rays, talk to them during the consultation. A lot of times I can tell them during the consultation if I can help or not, because, you know, I said if I could help you, I'd tell you, and if I couldn't, I'd tell you that too, but I don't mean to be arrogant about this, but I know I can help everybody. And what I mean by that is, just like Kate can help everybody, exercise is good for everybody. So is making sure your spine, which is, it's the structure that protects your life. I mean, your messages come from the brain down the spinal cord and between those vertebrae out to every single cell and tissue in your body. And if you don't have that connection, I don't care how much you exercise, how much you eat the right foods, or how much you do anything. And by the way, you can't tell how you feel if your spine's in good shape. I've had lots of folks come in who felt great, was able to do, you know, great stuff and take X-rays of their spine, all kinds of degeneration, decay, and it's sometimes too late. Sometimes I can't put them back to their default state. And that's what I meant. Before I go to break, I want to finish this little thought off about not being for everybody, because there's some folks I'd rather just be their friend and not their doctor. And what I mean by that is they've come in, and I've repeatedly tried to let them know that we're not just treating an ache or pain. I'm not. I'm not going to be a glorified aspirin to help treat your back pain. I don't treat back pain. Don't treat neck pain. What I do is put your body back to its default state to restore that communication, that vital, necessary communication from your brain down the spinal cord out to every single cell and tissue in your body to ensure that function. And so I'll have people come in. I'll explain to them, yeah, I can help you, but there are some things that perhaps aren't going to be remedied because you've let it go too long. You've just taken pills and potions and lotions and not fixed it. You've had inappropriate care, hoping to, you know, get around having to fix it. And there's not an easy way around some of these things. You have to you know, do the right thing. So when you do the right thing, sometimes it takes time. And if it's too late, what we can do is get you to your maximum potential, to the best you can be. And that may still mean you're going to have some other issue. That's why I think it's really important to have a great network, a great team of physicians working for you. And there are some great MDs that I refer to, some great DOs and dentists and all different types of naturopaths and personal trainers. So your family should have a team of healthcare providers. But I've had some people, and unfortunately they've been great folks. I've liked those folks, and they've been disappointed, and they quit because the pain didn't ever go away. We fixed their spinal problem, but the pain, some of the pain is still there. And my concern is, and I know it's going to happen, is what they've got now is a picnic compared to what it's going to be like if they don't still continue to pay responsibility duties to that spine. Hey, it's 9:16, and I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Kate McDonald. And I want you to do this now. Go online, go to Facebook, and go to, actually, if you go to my Facebook page at Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, I posted one of Kate's posts on there. It'll take you right to her site, which is Kate McDonald. It's Kate, M-A-C, space, Donald. And I've got her here in the studio. Can't wait to share her with you. She's got some great information. So it is now 9:17. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to the program. It's now 9:19, and I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and I have with me today my special guest, and I've been wanting to get her on the program for quite a while, Kate McDonald. Kate, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, we've been working out about a month or so, and I posted that, you know, I felt it was time to get off my hind end and do something, and before the hind end got bigger than it is now, and I wanted to first just tell the KRMG listeners who you are and how did you get started in the fitness world.
Well, I've always been pretty athletic. I competed nationally in judo, ran track for years, and I started lifting weights as a teenager, and I really just kind of fell in love with the results I was seeing.
Now, where are you from?
I'm from Nova Scotia, actually, originally.
That's I remember somewhere not, it was north of Jeans, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
But Nova Scotia. So, I'm sorry, go ahead and continue.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, I've been pretty much athletic my whole life. And after I started lifting weights, I really loved the results I was seeing so much that I decided to make it my career. So, yeah, I just wanted to help people change their lives and their bodies for the better. And it's been really fun so far. Since then, I've been quite successful. I did my first bikini show, actually, in November, which I won first place.
Wow. Where was this?
This was in Oklahoma City.
Well, congratulations on that, November.
Thank you.
Bikinis in November was probably... I have not done that yet. I'm going to wait till next year, I think. For that.
Yeah.
But, and so, and you're here in Tulsa now.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought you to Tulsa?
My fiancé, actually, lives here, so...
Well, it's great to have you here, and I remember it was Nova Scotia, which is... What's that like?
Cold 9 months of the year, pretty much.
Is it really? I've heard it's beautiful, but
it is beautiful. Yeah, summertime is great. Winters are very cold, though.
Well, you know, I'm glad to have you here because exercise is so important. You know, there are studies that show that it's just as effective, if not more so, than antidepressant drugs, anti-anxiety drugs, and you know, as far as just getting lowering your blood pressure, we could go on and on. And before we go any further, we're talking to KRMG listeners, men and women. And would you please dispel the myth that women who lift weights get these big, bulky muscles, looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger with breasts, basically? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a total misconception. Weightlifting has tremendously positive effects on a woman's body. And due to the fact that we don't naturally produce as much testosterone as men, it's really impossible for us to get big and bulky like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, that's great to hear because, you know, I think some women they'll avoid weightlifting, and I really wish they would address some kind of strength training because it's great for things like osteoporosis. You're going to put any kind of added weight, extra stress on your bone structure, assist in increasing the bone thickness, and rather than taking some type of a osteoporosis type drug that definitely has some side effects that we're hearing about, and which leads me to my next thing: do you ever get too old to exercise? I've heard people say, you know, doc, I just can't exercise anymore.
No. I mean, men and women of all ages can benefit from exercise. It builds strength. It increases metabolism. It keeps your joints and muscles limber. I mean, we can all benefit from those things.
Well, you know, and also, too, once you hit, I think it's population studies say once you hit around age 50, I believe it was, that your muscle mass loss average begins to decline about 1-2%. Is that right?
Something? Yeah. I think that's an accurate statistic.
And so if you're maybe, you know, 58 to 60 something, and you're losing 1-2% per year, you're going to get weaker and weaker, and that's spooky for some folks. So they're more apt to have injuries, fall, and maybe break a hip or something. Mm-hmm. And so, folks, you're not too old to exercise. I think maybe a better way to put it is you're too old not to exercise. You absolutely have to do that. And I want to go back and forth over some of these questions, but there are some I want to touch on because people think about that. Some people think, well, I just don't really have the time to exercise. I mean, I don't have time to. You see these movie stars and think they work out 1 or 2 hours per day. I don't have the time to do that. Well, how much time does it take to really, and how often do you recommend exercising?
Well, I mean, it really depends on intensity and not so much time. Sometimes 20 to 25 minutes is plenty if you're working at a high intensity. And as for how many times, I would recommend, I mean, I work out every day because it's become part of my routine and it's, you know, I got to do it. So I would recommend maybe 5 times a day and give yourself 2 days off to recuperate.
So 5 times a week then?
And yeah, just a little 5 bit, times okay. a week.
And the thing is that leads me to my next question because you think, okay, 5 times a week. And a lot of folks I'll do 5 times a week. They're going to do the same exact exercise probably, you know, 5 times a week with their, you know, whatever type of instrument they have at home. So that leads me to why should you have a personal trainer rather than just go to a gym and dive in?
Well, if you're new to the gym, of course, it's very helpful to have somebody that is familiar with the equipment and how to properly execute exercises. Of course, there's safety. It's good to have somebody that knows what they're doing there with you. And accountability is a big one. I mean, you know, a lot of people want to work out, want to get in shape, but, you know, they need that extra push from a personal trainer. You don't need to be alone in your fitness journey. It's really great to have a personal trainer there with you.
Well, my example, Friday at 3:15 we were supposed to meet. And a lot going on, had some extra patients come in and some staff meetings and some Medicare issues that we had to take care of for our clinic. And I'm looking at my watch thinking, I really don't have time to exercise. You know, if it were just me going, I'd say, let's just skip it today. But I knew you were there waiting for me. I knew that I was supposed to show up. And so rather than just have you there, I say, nope, let's take time off and go do it. And, you know, you really have time for what you want to do because mm-hmm. I still got everything done. And I felt better. It de-stressed me. It was a great way to, rather than reach for a cinnamon roll to calm yourself down, come in and just do some exercise. And I've really thought, and maybe this is going to be answered to my next question, there are things that you have me do that I never would have thought about doing. I mean, certain exercises that feel great after I'm done. And by the way, I just want to tell you a little bit about Kate. She won't say this because she can't brag about herself, but she's the kind of a personal trainer that sits down and gets to know you. She doesn't just dive in and say, you know, grabs you, hands you a barbell, but she gets to know you. And that leads me to my question I want to ask you. What should someone consider? Because we have a lot of people who are listening outside of Tulsa. What should someone consider when they're looking for a personal trainer? What do you do? What do you ask?
Well, there's lots of things to consider. A big one, like you said, is a trainer that will sit down and get to know you and, you know, your goals and your lifestyle and where you're at kind of in your life right now. Another thing I always thought was important was having a trainer that kind of looks the part. I find that's a good motivating factor for the clients. And, you know, if you have somebody to aspire to or, you know, aspire to their body or their abilities, it's kind of great.
You know, I've got to, going back memory lane here just a second, I went to Memorial High School. We had coaches there, our trainers, and these guys, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but, you know, when you've got these gigantic bellies that are twice the size of the people you're trying to coach, I mean, there's a little bit of a cognitive dissonance there. It's like, you're telling me to run up and down these bleachers, and I don't think you could crawl up to the first level. And so I do want to agree with you on that point, Kate. And if you want somebody who looks like they do what they do. And Kate, you sure do. You look super. And I think that's definitely a key. And we're going to go to break here in a second. I want you to stay during the break. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
But I want to tell people, be careful who you look for in a personal trainer. Somebody who does what they preach, who, you know, walks the talk, and also somebody who gets to know you, because I've had some issues with my lower back area I was born with a defect in my L4, and there are certain exercises, if I do them, I'm in trouble. If I lift weights a certain way, it's going to cause trouble. And I've had lots of patients come in, and we'll sit down in the consultation room, and I'll ask them what caused their problem. They'll say, well, I was with a personal trainer, and they said to do a particular exercise. I thought, you know, that, hey, they're a trainer, they should know. And I did it, and it really hurt. And then the next thing that came out of the trainer's mouth was push through it. You know, you got to have pain to gain. And that's not true. That's not true. You don't have to hurt every time you exercise. And if you are hurting every time you exercise, something's definitely wrong. And I think that my sessions with Kate have been great, because great sessions, there's a lot of intensity there, but it's not, you know, overwhelming and where I dread going. And the next day, there's some soreness there. There's a little bit of soreness because you're reorganizing that tissue, so you're breaking down some cells. And, Kate, we've got one more minute here before we go to break. Can you tell people how to get a hold of you? I know that you can go to Kate McDonald, or go to my website if you can't see hers. But is there a – or my Facebook page, excuse me, Facebook page, Booz Chiropractic Explained Tulsa. But tell us how to get a hold of you.
Okay, well, my email address is a good way. It's katemfitness@gmail.com. You can also like my Facebook page, like you just said, facebook.com/katemfitness. Or you can give me a call. My phone number is 310-926-3363.
Okay, I'm sorry. Katemfitness, is it right?
Yes.
katemfitness@gmail.com.
Exactly.
And the phone number again was 918?
No, it's 310.
Okay, 310.
926.
Okay.
3363.
Good. So, Kate McDonald, and again, Facebook page is Kate, M-A-C, space, Donald. And go there now. Let's take a quick break. It's now 9:30. I'm Dr. Howard Booz. You're listening to News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to the program. It is now 9:33. My mic is... on. Good. 9:33, and we're talking. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. You know, and I've been here 10 years, and they used to be AM 740 and FM 102.3. Then it was FM 102.3, AM 740. Now it's News 102.3 and AM 740. So it's still the same place. You still go to the same dial. But welcome back. I'm babbling here. A little too much Ethiopian Sodamo. By the way, we're going to have some folks come on from the Green Bean Roastery. Green Bean Roastery, it's a new coffee company here in town, and great coffee, and they've got something called Ethiopian, I believe it's called Ethiopian Sodamo, and it's a incredibly great coffee, and it's got, you always want to believe that you're doing the right thing, so you find studies that prove that they're right, you're right. So I like that coffee is a good antioxidant. It's also good for your liver and gallbladder. Of course, I avoid the other studies that say that it increases cortisol, stuff like that, because I like it. I like it. So anyway, we're back with Kate McDonald, and I found Kate through, just like you would a good doctor, or you would just talk to some friends and said, yeah, I'm looking for a personal trainer. Who would you recommend? And Kate's name came up several times. And Kate, what gyms do you, let's say somebody contacts you and you sit down and talk with them, and they, what sort of some of the questions you ask them? Like their maybe goals or that they have maybe strength goals, or they're trying to maybe get, but do you train some people who are like, who, you know, you've got people who maybe in their 60s who want to just get stronger, and then maybe people in their 20s that want to do a bikini competition. There's a whole range of folks there. Do you sit down and have different programs, I should say, for each person, not everybody does the same thing?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I customize your program based upon your goals and, of course, any limitations you have or injuries like yourself. I mean, of course, all of that's incorporated in my custom programs that I do for my clients.
You know, my wife was working out with another great trainer, personal trainer, Tom Burke. And you know Tom, don't you?
Yes, I know.
Tom's a great guy. I've been here in Tulsa for many years. And you want a trainer who you can say, hey, I can't do that particular exercise. I can feel like it's causing me some issues. And you can customize that program and not just the same thing for everybody and not the same workout every time you come in as well. So that's definitely an issue for people who are out there. What do you work out in people's homes, or do you what types of locations do you go to?
I train mainly out of Symmetry Gym, which is on 71st between Sheridan and Memorial.
It's Symmetry's right in the corner there. Senor Tequila, is that right?
It's just right behind that.
And it's right there, between Memorial and Sheridan, the north side of the street, right in the middle of Sheridan and Memorial. And back there, and where else would you train?
I also do in-home training as well for clients that may have gyms in their homes or offices.
And isn't there one more place that you already mentioned that? A little Memorial or?
Yeah, I actually train at a Body Masters as well. So okay. That's on about 103rd and Memorial.
Okay. And so if you've got a home gym, a lot of folks, we love our home gym. You can hang all kinds of suits on it. You can hang all types of jackets on it. It's a great device for clothing. But if you actually want to use it, sometimes it's there. You don't know how to do it. You don't know what kinds of exercises to do. It's great to have a plan. It's great to have somebody who knows how to do something that's so vital. We all can agree. I don't care what side of the fence you're on, in orthodox medical care or alternative health care. Everybody agrees exercise is essential, but you need somebody who can teach you and watch out and make sure you don't get hurt and set your goals and make sure you have some accountability. And so, again, before we go to break here, I want to tell you, too, that I find some patients that, I was talking earlier about who would get disappointed, and we would sit down a course of care, and I would explain to them. I was referring earlier in the program to people who I kind of sort of arrogantly said I could help everybody, and because I tell people, if I can help you, I'll tell you, and if I can't help you, I'll tell you that too. And what I mean by if I can't help you, if you have a particular problem that does require surgery or does require something besides chiropractic care, then I'm going to let you know that. I'm going to say that, look, this is outside of my scope. And by the way, too, I think there's a bill coming up that allows direct access to physical therapists. I think physical therapists are great. I think they're super. I refer to them frequently. I don't think this bill that's coming up needs to be passed, because you need somebody who actually has had training in reading x-rays, who can diagnose, who can do differential diagnosis, all things trained by a chiropractor. We've had 8 years of college education, 4 years required for a Bachelor of Science, and then 4 years at the chiropractic college. And we take the same exact basic science exams that MDs take, the DOs take, but then we diverge a bit. We don't study much about medicine. We actually call it toxicology. And we study, spinal adjustments and ways to take care of the spine. But we all have that common core, that same scientific common core. And this bill that's coming up, I'll find out the state bill pretty soon here. I'd like you to call and talk to your legislature and tell them that you want to be protected, and that's not this bill shouldn't be passed. But you do want to go to a personal trainer who's on your side, knows your body, and can help you out there. So let's go through that one more time, because I want to. It's katemfitness@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
And your Facebook page again was?
You can just go to facebook.com/katemfitness, and that'll take you right to my personal page, my professional page.
And good, perfect. And Kate, thank you so much for being on the program. And can I get you back sometime? Because I'd like to be able to talk about some of the competitions that you have coming up and what you do to prepare for that. Oh, and last thing too is when you have a client come see you, do you address things like diet?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, diet plays almost as an important role as the actual fitness part of it. So diet is assessed, and I can help give recommendations and things to help them so they can reach their fitness goals.
Well, I like that about you, because some people want to say their particular field is a magic bullet. You exercise and you can go out and eat pizza and Twinkies, and as long as you exercise. And that's not true, is it? You have to definitely make sure that you have the right diet, and you have, that's also custom, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because right now, when you go in, you're getting ready for a training right now, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm doing the Oklahoma, which is this June here in Tulsa.
Oh, in Tulsa?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you prepare for that, are there different stages of how you change your diet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 10 weeks out right now, and my diet at 10 weeks out is not quite as intense as when I get, you know, 2-3 weeks out. So it varies pretty much every week.
And that's something real key, too, is you've talked to me about making sure you hydrate while you exercise and in the right water. So, again, Kate is the type of trainer you want to look for, because she does cover all those things to where you're going to be safe, you're going to get the goals, you're going to get the accountability, and also get a custom diet. So I really encourage you to give her a call. And the number, again, was 310-926-3363. Is
yes.
that right?
Yep.
Kate, I can't thank you enough for being on the program. Time flies, and let's take another, our last break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's now 9:45, and Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and really enjoyed having Kate McDonald on the program today, and after the program, matter of fact, I have a session with her. And they're always great. They're intense, but they're not too painful. I really enjoy doing these programs. I have patients who come in and they feel like they know me before they become patients. And a good sizable chunk of my patient body, the members of my practice, are KRMG listeners. So it kind of makes it neat. And they ask questions, they'll send in little notes for me to share, and I've got a lot of great people who help me. Allison Spicer, who's the producer of my program, does a great job. She keeps me on track, and even though I come like 15 seconds before the show starts, she still doesn't get mad at me or throws things. And Cammy Hayes over there in the news area, she's smiling, and she's always comes in and gives me cool stuff. We talked about the cartilage stuff, I can't think of gelatin, and I've been using that. She showed me some organic gelatin that I'll share with you again next time. And I have staff who send me little text messages and family members, and I got one little helpful suggestion, and the note said that maybe clarify what you did about setting a schedule for correction and people quitting early in the picnic line. It wasn't very clear. Earlier I said that I do. I really feel like I can help everybody. And sometimes when they come in, we sit knee to knee and talk in our practice, every doctor should listen to your aches, your pains, your symptoms, what you came in for, your goals, and then let the patient know if you can help them or not. And I said, I can help everybody. And what I meant was that just like exercise helps everybody, spinal adjustments are absolutely essential, because you live on a planet that has gravity. There's not one person living right now out there that wouldn't benefit from some type of chiropractic care. Not one. Just like water, it's something that you need. There's rest, sleep, and making sure that your joints do one thing, which is move. And they, especially that spinal column, because it protects your lifeline. So we'll sit down a schedule of care, though, and see if what's the best way to maximize their spine. And I tell people that, you know, you've got these nerve windows that are closed off. That's the best analogy to put it. It's intervertebral foramina, these nerve windows, so to speak, between the vertebrae. And we'll see on the x-ray, you know, you can't see nerves on an x-ray, but you can see that the opening has been occluded, it's been closed up. And so you have to, if it doesn't take a genius to figure out if there's supposed to be a nerve coming out of that area and there is an encroachment there, it's going to be pressuring that nerve. So we'll say we need to open that, quote, nerve window. And if, let's say we open that nerve window to restore that nerve supply and your symptoms go away, great, we're happy, we all hug each other and life's good because your spine's restored back to its default state. But let's say we open that nerve window the best we possibly can, and your symptoms are still there. Well, there are other needs your body needs besides just opening up the spinal column, doing its for it can do its job properly. And so there are things like good nutrition. There are things like because your body could be toxic maybe to something it's ingesting, maybe like glutens. So there are other issues that need to be addressed. But I tell people, okay, let's say you come in, you get the results you want. The vertebrae are moving again. The spinal openings, I keep calling that for want of a better word, so you get a picture. The openings between the vertebrae, they're freed up, and you get your life back, so to speak. Do you want to let them close back up again, or do you want to keep them open? And most people say, well, obviously I want to keep them open. And so we put a schedule of care, so I see them every 3 to 6 weeks, whatever their condition requires, and that's based on their stress levels, with the exercise, if they strengthen the spine. That's why we refer to physical therapists or personal trainers. Or maybe they've got a condition that there's degeneration, decay, irreversible damage, and so they maybe need it more frequent because of the precarious state of their spine. So we'll change their schedule, make it a little bit more frequent. But let's say, as this is the point I'm trying to clarify here because somebody sent this note in, let's say somebody comes in and, by the way, 80% of the people we take care of, about 80% roughly, I see great results with. I do. About 80% of the folks, that's just an estimate, but it's pretty close. And 10%, they'll come in and they get better, but there's still that problem. It's still, maybe it's that weakness, like I've got in my spine, my birth defect, so to speak. So that's not going to take care of everything. So they may be unhappy because their spine's back to the best state it can be in, but because of whatever reason, damages that are just irreversible, they still have pain. And I tell them, now, we've opened these spinal nerve openings. Do we want to keep them open or let them close back up again? Because life's going to happen to you. And, yeah, I don't like it, the fact that they can't get their zero pain level back. But I tell them, if we don't keep this spine back to its best state as possible, even though you have pain now, you're going to, this is a picnic right now, how you feel right now compared to what it could be like. And I say that because I've seen people later on, years later, and they'll be just, they've gone through several surgeries, they're living on all kinds of pain meds, and which is regrettable, if they could have just done something to restore it as best they could, strengthen it. Hope that clarifies things, because people will sometimes quit early, and they didn't, they'll say, well, it didn't work for me. No, it would work, but you didn't work it. You got to stay in there to work it. And I'm going to switch gears here just for a second, because there's another scientific study that came out. This one's called Differences in Omega-3 Compounds Affect Brain Skills. This is a real recent one. This was 2014, published in the journal Brain and Mental Performance Dietary Supplementation, Fatty Acids, Lipids, and Oils. You probably subscribe to that. A growing body of scientific evidence suggests a wide range of potential health effects of omega-3 fatty acids supplementation, ranging from cardiovascular to immune system benefits. Again, not to beat a dead horse here, but this is dated February 25th, 2014. And I don't mean to say I told you so, but we talked about this for 10 years. And back when we had Barry Sears on, he came in. He's a hard guy to get to interview now, but back then, 2004, he was a pioneer in omega-3, zone living lifestyle. And we talked about that, didn't we, 10 years ago. I was going to say, who was it that talked about that? But yeah, we talked about that right here. And I've had, back then people would say, well, let me first talk to my doctor about this. I want to see if I should take these oils, you know, while they're eating Doritos, which are drenched in horrible oils. But you ask them to take something that's going to benefit their life, help their nerve system, help their joints, and they want to ask their doctor first. And my brain reels like that Wheel of Fortune disc as it spins around. I'll just never quite know how to respond to that kind of blind obedience to the Church of Orthodox Medicine. It's a shame that there's no... I won't go on, but I digress. The article goes on to say that scientists, probably in real official white lab coats, by the way, are now focusing attention towards identifying the specific compounds present in omega-3s to ascertain their respective potential health benefits. And this particular study was also co-joined in Australia. And they were giving folks 30 days of supplementation that was rich in EPA. That's one of the components of omega-3. Or they gave one group rich in DHA. And if you look on any kind of omega-3s, it'll talk about the ratio of EPA and DHA. And they followed a 30-day washout period. So one group did 30 days of EPA, one did of DHA, and then this 30-day washout period where they didn't do anything at all. And the brain activity was measured via MRI while the subjects completed a standardized cognitive assessment. And listen to this. It said the team observed that EPA improved cognitive performance while reducing neural activity, whereas the DHA-rich supplement appeared to be less effective. So the EPA made your body, your brain work more efficiently. You were able to do the study with less brain activity. So it says your brain works less hard is the word they use, less hard, and achieved a better cognitive performance than prior to supplementation. Conversely, the increase in functional activation and lack of improvement in time or accuracy follow the DHA. So EPA is the one you want to make sure you get plenty of. It's interesting. What's the take-home value here? Well, it's that if you absolutely are going to take just one supplement, that's it. You've got to be sure it's going to be omega-3s. And please, please, if you haven't started taking it yet, please get off your hind ends and get some good omega-3s. And buy them, you can buy them anywhere, but realize you get what you pay for. And in order to get the results in the studies, you want to do two things that the scientists do. One, they're certain to get the right quality and quantity. And as for me, my family, we take the Zone RX omega-3s. I've looked all over the place, and I'm not a fan of krill oil at all. I think it's not the thing to do. But the omega-3 fish oil, and I stick with the pioneer in the field, Dr. Barry Sears. And so you want to get, one, the right quality, and two, the right quantity. The clinically significant quantities is 4,000 milligrams per day of this EPA-DHA ratio. And you want to go online. You can go online and order it to Zone RX, I believe it is. Do a search for that, Zone RX. Or save some money, stop by our clinic so you don't have to pay the shipping and handling charges. We're located at 68th and Yale, right there at the stoplight. I've been wanting to talk about that for quite a while. But I do want to thank you for being listeners. I've got just a couple minutes left here. And I really do appreciate all the articles you send. I appreciate that you know, I can talk to you on the air and show up in the office next week and be able to answer your questions about what we talk about. If you ever have any kind of question about what I talk about the research behind it, I don't use just some researcher who has a bent on trying to prove certain things. We look at the research across the board. It's the same scientific research you're going to find in any place in the world, and I'll be happy to supply our references and supply that your body has a greater ability to heal. Your body's got a greater ability to heal than you've ever been led to believe if you give it what it needs and take away the toxins that it doesn't need. Got just about 30 seconds or so. So I want to say that we are located at 68th and Yale. Our phone number is 918-749-2992. That's 918-749-2992. And I'd like to apply to be your doctor if you're looking for one. Hey, I'll see you next week here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Thank you for listening to Living Well Live with Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Center. For a complimentary consultation, call 918-749-2992 and online at spinetulsa.com. Please listen again next Sunday morning at 9 on News Talk KRMG.